Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I think my dog's a Democrat, and it breaks my heart to have.
Welcome
to
back
say
to the John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Well, let's see here. Joining us now is a longtime friend. Guy, you know, I can't remember. It's been, Dalton, how long has it been? Has it been 10 years? You and I have known each other now
10 years. I think I've known you longer than I've known almost anybody in politics.
Oh, my gosh. It has been a long time. You and I mean, we first became friends volunteering on Wink Hartman's first congressional campaign. It has been way too long, my friend.
You are the first person to teach me how to sign blitz and put up yard signs.
And we never once ever stole a yard sign from anybody. Never once. Never, ever.
Never once.
Nor would we, at least not that we'd ever admit to.
Never once.
So Dalton, I received the email and that you sent out notifying members that the party is suspending all in-person meetings until further notice. But, you know, and I was glad to hear it. I mean, it made sense, since you clearly will have more than 50 people and definitely more than 10. But that doesn't mean you guys are sitting on your hands. In fact, you're almost ramping up to do other campaign efforts. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we definitely are ramping up. And I mean, this calls, you know, in these extraordinary times, calls for innovative ways to reach candidates. A lot of the things we're going to be doing now are things that campaigns and parties should have been doing previously. That includes a lot more peer-to-peer digital contact between voters and relationship building between people you already know. But it also includes more videos, telecasts, includes online video trainings. A lot of the time, people don't want to come to a county party meeting. It's very intimidating to walk into a room of people you don't know. And so this way, we can reach out to people that have maybe never attended a meeting before and offer them trainings that we regularly offer to our members during our monthly meeting.
That's smart. And, you know, I think it's also good. It's a very neutral environment. I can watch it online from the comfort of my own home. So it's very relaxing. It's a non-threatening. You probably will have more virtual attendees than you would have had in person.
Well, we've actually found out is we've had over 150 new subscriptions to our email newsletter in the past 2 weeks, and that's been our significant increase. So people are yearning for information. They want to be involved, and they're trying to figure out different ways to be involved. And I think that's where the party comes in, because we can uniquely reach people when maybe some other candidates or campaigns can't do that.
Well, and you guys are also continuing to fill the precinct committee positions, correct? I know you guys have been doing that, but that's another aspect that you're working on as well, correct?
We are. And I mean, filing deadline comes up June 1st. And so a lot of what we're doing now is trying to get all of our candidates for office to file. And that includes precinct committee man and committee woman positions. And so you're doing the all call to everybody in Sedgwick County. If you're a registered Republican, you want to be more involved, put your name on the ballot, put your name out there. And that election is on August 4th, but you have to file by June 1st.
Well, you can walk, mark my wife and I off. So we're down. We will get the forms and drop them off so that we can get the two of us will be on for Precinct Man and Precinct Committee Woman.
Save me a call that I was going to do tomorrow.
Easy enough. I also know you guys are moving with the district and state convention to choose delegates for the Republican National Convention. Now, is that still, because I filled out my, the form that that the state party sent out. Is the process still ongoing for that as well?
We're in talks with the state party and also our district parties. And so there'll be more information coming out here early this upcoming week about what we plan to do. But the date's going to be the same. The time's going to be the same, but the format is going to look a little bit different.
Okay, great. Now, and they haven't canceled either of the national conventions. My understanding is they're still hoping they can go forward with them, correct?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't. And I think right now, as we live in unprecedented times and we're living, day by day, the news changes every hour. And so I think that's something that we just have to move forward with. And we have to be flexible, but we also have to be prepared. And
right.
So I don't think anybody can speculate, what's going to be happening in July and happening in August for the GOP convention. But I hope that we're still able to meet in person. It's an incredible time. I've been to the 2012 convention, the 2016 convention, and it's a party. And I think that's what America needs. After all of this is done, after all this is settled, we need some time to enjoy ourselves, and we need some time to just enjoy being American.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm with you and hope to be with you again at the next one. One thing I know, I'm imagining that this election cycle is going to take a lot more phone calling than we've done in the past. That is something that folks don't even have to go to a county, party headquarters. They could do that from home if they wanted to get involved and help a candidate out. Once you guys are set up, that will be something that they could do on behalf of a candidate if they wanted to help out. You guys will be able to help facilitate that for them. If I wanted to volunteer and say, Renee Erickson, who's going to have a tough race, and I wanted to help Renee, when you guys are set up, you'll be able to help her. If somebody wants to volunteer and make phone calls, they can contact you and you can put them in touch with people who can then do phone calling for her, correct?
Correct. And we are already ready to do that and ready to go. And so if you have a listener listening right now that is interested in volunteering for any candidate, we can hook you up on the phones and get you volunteering right now. You go to Sedgwick.gop, you fill up the volunteer information, and we'll be glad to reach out to you and start prepping you for that.
So that is a key element. And, I know a lot of us are used to door knocking. That may not be what we can do this cycle, but we can absolutely do phone calling. And live phone calling, much more impactful than auto dialing. The other thing we can do, Dalton, is fundraising. And, write a check. If you can't make calls and you're not in the mood to make calls, if you can't write a check, make a phone call. But this is so important. We're going to have you on the show on a regular basis to help keep Republicans informed, correct?
Yeah, 100%. And let's next time talk about some mail-in ballots and how people can vote early. I think that's going to be critical this election cycle. And I would be glad to talk to the listeners about opportunities and ways to do that.
Yeah, I absolutely want to. We're going to start doing this on a somewhat regular basis so that we can have you on here and just let people know and keep them informed. Because you're right, this election cycle is going to be a little bit different. We're going to have to help educate the electorate a little bit differently. Voting's going to be different. Campaigning is definitely going to be different. And I'm going to make the show available a little bit differently to candidates and to you. So thank you again for what you're doing, Dalton. This too shall pass, my friend. In the meantime, if folks want to help donate, where can they go for information?
Go to Sedgwick.gop. It's very simple, Sedgwick.gop, or visit our Facebook page at Sedgwick County Republican Party and get a hold of me, and I'll be glad to give you a call.
Perfect. Thank you, brother. Coming up,
awesome.
Congressman Roger Marshall will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.